D. Mace Vingen and Donick 1025, The Game, Derek Mason, Willie Donick, Adam Vingen. We are live at the brand new Circa Sportsbook at the Mint Gaming Hall in Franklin, Kentucky, just over the Tennessee-Kentucky border. The grand opening event is this Saturday, August 23rd, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. A lot of cool giveaways and activations that they are going to do. We will tell you all about those throughout the show. But we are pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by the MLB senior writer from The Athletic, Tyler Kepner. Tyler, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you. So recently you spoke to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred about Nashville as a potential expansion market during the Reds-Braves game at Bristol Motor Speedway. There was a tremendous turnout for that game. For those who did not see Tyler's column, Manfred said, quote, "I think that as opposed to some of the other places that we've been, the turnout there," meaning Tennessee in Bristol, "indicates that there's demand for baseball. There's no question about that. Who knows what happens, whether we expand and who we pick, but it was a really strong showing," end quote. So, Tyler, there are a lot of hurdles, of course, that need to be cleared. But just how serious would you say MLB's interest in Nashville is?
Well, I think they're very serious about Nashville. I think they see Nashville as an up-and-coming, growing market where a lot of their players live there, in the off-season. And it's become more and more popular just in general as a place to live in a growing city. So, yeah, I think it also makes some geographic sense, to have another team in that area. It's something that MLB would really a place where MLB would really love to be.
So the expansion price is going to be, what, at least $2 billion, $1 billion? I think it's going to start with a B. So here is the question that everybody has whenever we discuss this. Who is paying for it? Because we can't think of anybody off the top of our heads. We did talk a lot about Justin Ishbia a couple of months ago when he bought equity into the Chicago White Sox, because Justin Ishbia does have ties to Nashville. But who would you say, who is on the radar for a potential owner in Nashville if this does indeed happen?
Yeah, I don't know enough to know that. That's the thing about this is they just haven't made any progress really beyond just general talk about it and talking about it as if it's something that, would be in an ideal world setting, right? Like, I think there's just it's kind of an inertia about expansion beyond knowing that they'd probably like to do it at some point and that 32 would be an easier schedule and all that. You're right. It would, the expansion fee, I think, would have to be over $1 billion because, they want franchises to be valued that way. And you'd need to find someone to do that. And you would need a new stadium. So that's another billion plus in funding probably. So, you're talking a lot of money and a lot of hurdles before any of this comes to reality.
Tyler Kepner is with us from The Athletic. And Tyler, it's interesting. Jeff Passan, a guy that you have known for a long time, a fellow national writer, he went on the Pat McAfee show the other day and was talking about Nashville as if it was a shoe-in. He used the word shoe-in for expansion someday. And I think all of us opened our eyes and said, wow, but where's he going with that? But in your mind, after talking to the commissioner, you still think that there are a lot of hurdles. So was shoe-in a little strong in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what, on what else comes with that. I mean, it's a lot of things. It's a shoe-in that the sun will come up someday in 2035, but like it doesn't mean that it's anything to get worried about yet. I think, as I said, MLB would love Nashville, and it probably makes the most sense. But again, if they don't come up with the money in the stadium, it's not going to happen no matter where you are. They are not going to consign themselves to another setting like Tampa Bay, where you're sort of hit with a stadium issue right from the very start that you can never really resolve. And that was a major league stadium that was built specifically to lure a team, and eventually it did, the Trop meaning. But, you know, they would need a first-class big league facility, and that's the tough part. That's the tough part in any of it. I mean, I think you could find an owner to maybe want to, you know, to want in on the very exclusive group of baseball owners, of pro sports owners, but finding a stadium deal is a whole other thing. Because it's not like it's Nashville's first team either. Like, Nashville's already built stadiums.
Right, and in the process of building a very expensive one right now for the Titans, and then you have, you know, some other obvious people that would have the ability, the deep enough pockets to do this, who are already tied up in other ventures. You have the Haslam, Bill Haslam, Governor Haslam is now in the process of taking majority ownership of the Predators. You have the Ingram family that's had a great run of success now with Nashville SC. So you wonder if Nashville is tapped out. But Rob Manfred's got to be aware of these things. So I'm curious, do you, Tyler, do you think there are owners that have gone to him or potential owners that have said, you know, I'd love to own a team. I'm not tied to any city, but you let me know where, and I'll go. Because right now there doesn't seem to be any momentum of anybody here in the city saying, yeah, I want to make this happen in this city.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about that scenario, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it would stand to reason, right? Like, there's a limited number of openings for teams to be sold. You know, so you would want to let the league know that you're interested if you have that money. But then again, you know, the Twins couldn't find the number that they were looking for when they sort of floated the idea of selling the team, right? The poll ads the other day just said that they're going to remain the majority owners, and they got some minority owners in there to help with some cash infusion and taking away some debts. But they are going to remain on. And remember, Artie Moreno of the Angels explored a sale, and he couldn't find the price he was looking for. You know, it looks like the White Sox and the Rays will be sold. But, you know, these owners see what other franchises are going for, and they want a big price. So, you know, theoretically, if somebody is out there who would just take any team, why wouldn't they just take some of the ones that have already come out on the market, right? So it's again, it's like, here's how this all comes about, right? Like, Manfred is doing an inning or two on the ESPN Sunday Night Broadcast, and David Cohn just asks a general question about, you know, what's the future for MLB, you know, expansion, whatever. And Rob has answered this question basically the same way for almost 10 years, talking about how 32 is a more workable number, and it could help you know, realign things geographically, which would help TV times. It's really nothing new. It's just the fact that he said it during a national broadcast, and that it hasn't really been a topic in a couple of years, that it's kind of getting recycled. But I don't know that there's any momentum to do it, just because of all the hurdles that you mentioned. It is a goal, you know, in theory, and a best case scenario thing. But there's still so much before it becomes a reality that I don't think it's on their radar, especially when you have Tampa's situation where they're still kind of in flux with where they're going to play.
Sure. What about the realignment? In the Sunday night broadcast, Rob Manfred went into a lot of detail about what he wants to do with realignment. When you look at it, if you're a baseball purist, you probably gasp a little bit. Can you see that happening?
I think I could. They've talked about it for so long. You know, I hate the idea of like a Western Conference and Eastern Conference, you know, or whatever you would call it, or if you would just still call it AL and NL, but just scramble the team so much that it wouldn't mean much. I do think we need to remember that the American League and National League only really exist symbolically now anymore. Like, it's really one league. It used to be, you know, the American League would have its office, the National League would have its office. They would hand down discipline through those offices. They didn't play interleague. Now they play, every team plays every team every year. So we're seeing a movement toward that, right? We're seeing gradually over the years, with the league identities being dissolved, with the DH being universal, with interleague play every day. It's trending toward something radical like that. And baseball's shown that they can do somewhat radical things. And the product is still very popular. You know, whoever thought we'd have a man on second in extra innings, you know, for example. I mean, the pitch clock, I think, is awesome. And everybody loves that. So that was a successful, innovation. And maybe they think that this one could be too. But again, it's not going to happen until there's 32 teams, and there's a lot that has to happen before that. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's a way to realign things, you know, while only tweaking the existing league structures. You know, what Rob's talking about would seem to be like some kind of, you know, Western Conference, Eastern Conference thing to get more times, more favorable start times in those local markets. And then, of course, an extra layer of playoffs to sell.
Is the new TV deal going to be good for baseball, or are they going to have to maybe take a step back with what they're looking for? What are you hearing there?
I think it's going to have to be good for baseball because it's such a disaster, you know, the way it is now with the blackouts. I mean, baseball has been justifiably flooded with complaints for years now about the ridiculous blackout rules. And I think there's a fundamental understanding by MLB that they don't want to limit access to the product for their fans. You know, like it doesn't make sense. The model that all these blackouts were based on is now, you know, outdated because everybody's using streaming. So they're really trying to figure out a way to you know, monetize this vast inventory of events they have to sell programming, right? Like they have so much programming, they want to make it available to everyone. And I know they're working really hard on that. And I cannot imagine a scenario where it's worse than what it is now, where you have so many blackouts that it's repelling a lot of fans who want to see your product.
Tyler Kepner, senior writer at The Athletic, covering Major League Baseball, has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Tyler, great stuff. Thank you so much for your time. We'll chat soon.
All right, fellas, no problem. Thanks.
Tyler Kepner here on the program. 615-737-1025. Our phone and text lines are driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Coming up next, the lesson that NFL teams will learn from the Colts, let's call it what it is, mistake of drafting Anthony Richardson, and something that the Titans avoided in this scenario by drafting Cam Ward. We'll do that next. 615-737-1025. This fall, live at the Pinnacle at Nashville Yards, Tim McGraw will perform at Trinetics' Rock the Cradle. This event is sure to be a great time celebrating a great cause. Proceeds from the event will support newborns and moms at Ascension St. Thomas Midtown. Get your tickets now at rockthecradlenashville.org.